Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today's episode, we're going to be talking about Doctor Strange. So, well, I guess first off, we could talk about what do we think about Doctor Strange as a movie between 1 to 5. What do you say? What do you give Doctor Strange?
A 5.
You give it a 5? I think I give it a 4. I think it was pretty good. I think it was pretty good. So why would you give it a 5?
Because it was like what he did with
the dimensions?
The reality stone. Like, because he built it back up and stuff.
Oh, okay. So he's basically like you kind of like talking about what he was doing in Infinity War a little bit too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. And I think that, you know, he was using those pocket dimensions when he tried to trap Thanos. But we both go try to focus on the Doctor Strange movie for the most part, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was your favorite part in the Doctor Strange movie?
When, at the end, when he finally moved his hands.
Oh, okay, so he was finally trying to work on his rehab, his hands. That was your their favorite part?
Yes.
I think my favorite part was when he first got the cloak of levitation and it just didn't want to let him go one direction. They tried to kind of make him go the other direction. I thought that was pretty funny. Like, the cloak was, like, the funniest character to me in the movie.
Was that even a character?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we could say that because, I mean, he did stuff and it has his own distinct personality. He might not like actually say stuff by talking, but he does stuff, right?
Yeah. And some characters don't really talk.
Right. So, we're looking at Doctor Strange. And so, I guess, his origin story, talking about how he used to be a doctor. And he was in a real bad car accident, which is why it's important to what? Not be texting or talking on the phone when you're driving, because you never know. You end up in an armed car accident. And also, within that, it was a secret Easter egg in there. Now, I don't know if you caught it, but when he was talking about the different cases in the car when he was talking, one of the cases was talking about a pilot that fell out of the sky. And what pilot fell out of the sky in Civil War?
I know this one. Bucky.
Mm-mm. The pilot that got shot by Vision.
War Machine.
Yes, War Machine. He passed on War Machine surgery, but he didn't know that's what War Machine was. But anyway, he ends up getting into the wreck, and then he has to go to the Mystical City so he can get trained to be the Sorcerer Supreme.
By Colonel Montage.
By Colonel Montage, yes. And so, I thought the movie was a pretty good movie. It was kind of a interesting thing just to kind of like see the way that they presented like the different dimensions, like when he would go from one realm to another realm to another realm, how he was just kind of like falling into himself and falling like through galaxies and space just to fall like right back into the chair, and then it just kind of like pushed him right back out again.
I thought he would die super early in the movie because when the agent one took him to the Mount Everest.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of funny, where she just basically was just like, oh, you're going to sink or swim, and so you better figure it out some way, right? Mm-hmm. So do you think that's a good way to teach people?
Yes.
So we should just take you to a mountain and have you figure stuff out by yourself?
No.
You can't just say that.
I'm a chief. He was a doctor.
Okay.
That explains a lot.
What do you mean it explains a lot?
Because when I kept typing in Dr. Strange, it said I spelled it wrong. And then it was actually doctor instead of D-R doctor.
No, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They usually spell out the whole doctor in Dr. Strange. So, one of my favorite parts in the movie also was kind of at the end where he had to kind of fight against Dormammu. And he kept using the time gem. Well, we know it's the time gem now.
Yeah.
And we use the time gem to just kind of keep resetting time over and over and over and over again until Dormammu just got fed up because he was just like, I'm stuck in this same time loop. What did you think about that?
That, I can see why Dormammu did not like that. It was annoying.
Oh, yes, it was very annoying.
He had to, but if that was me, then I just keep on doing it, keep on doing it. Because I know he'd have to use a lot and a lot and a lot of his power and then tire him out.
Okay.
And then basically just use that time gem.
So, my question is, if you had a time gem and you could rewind something, what would you rewind?
I would rewind our first Taco Tuesday, because we actually had it on the same day that we're supposed to. And then rewind it over and over and over. And
so just eat infinite tacos?
Yes.
It's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. I think if we could eat infinite Szechuan or Mongolian shrimp, that would be perfect because those are delicious.
I would, but I'm allergic.
Okay, so normally we talk about like the kind of like the outfits and the suits and stuff, but he doesn't really have a suit. He just kind of like has like clothes and everything,
like a robe,
like a robe and everything. So, do we like the outfit in the movie?
Yeah, kind of.
I really love the cloak. Like I said earlier, I love the cloak and everything. And I thought it was interesting when they was fighting in the hospital. How they were fighting in the pocket realm as well as the regular realm, and how they could kind of like go back and forth. How his spirit was out fighting somebody. He astral projected out to fight the other guy, while the other doctor was trying to save his life by trying to like get him back to life because his body was about to die. So, if we are talking about geniuses in the Marvel Universe, who do we think is smarter? Do we think Tony Stark is smarter, or do we think that Doctor Strange is smarter?
I'd say Doctor Strange, because, in Ant-Man, like the guy said, Iron Man made very poor decisions. And right now, that's kind of the whole reason. He's kind of the whole reason why they had that big apocalypse thing.
Okay, so you're saying that we had the issues with Age of Ultron because of Iron Man?
Yes, and that also caused the next movie.
Okay. Okay, I can kind of see what you're saying there. Kind of like, you see, like, he brought about the thing that kind of, like, brought Thanos around the Earth. By basically using the mind gem and helping Ultron create Vision, which brought Thanos to Earth. Yeah.
Yes, and he also, how he created the Hulkbuster?
Mm-hmm.
That messed up. Because it was only supposed to be for him, but instead he had Bruce Banner in it, mm-hmm. and that messed a lot of things up.
Well, it kind of worked out in the end because he pulled the monster all the way into the top of the force field in Wakanda and blew him up. So I guess that's a win.
Yes.
Okay, so
the reason why he caused Infinity War.
Yeah, okay. So, let's wrap up this Doctor Strange episode. So, was there any other things that you wanted to kind of discuss about it?
The main villain.
The main villain. Which main villain are we talking about?
Dormammu, because it was really not very fun. I thought the guy who chopped off the librarian's head, I thought he was the main bad guy.
Mm-hmm. But he was basically just kind of like a pawn.
Yes.
And so he had Dormammu be the big bad guy. Now, my question is, with Dormammu being a big bad guy coming from another dimension, do you think that there are other dimensions out there with other big bad guys that are kind of like Dormammu?
I think there is, but it depends on which thing. Like, I think there's, are realms like dimensions?
Yeah.
Well, like they mentioned in Thor, Dark World, I think there are 9 realms, and one of them have to do with Thanos. I'm pretty sure he's the main person of that thing. But there's a lot of main people in main, just certain stuff. But I'm pretty sure right now it would be Thanos for the only realm that we would know of.
Okay, so that's in our realm. Okay, so we got to wait and kind of find out what's going on with that. What do you think about Baron Mordo at the end kind of becoming like, he said he wasn't going to stay with Doctor Strange. He was just going to kind of go try to take back all those people. So you think he's going to be a big villain in the future?
I think he might make poor decisions and end up in a hospital and almost losing his life. And then Doctor Strange proving him that he does need help.
We will see, won't we?
But he needs to learn that is what he said. That you can't always do stuff by yourself. Because when he was in the alley, he didn't need help.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so let's wrap up this episode of Hero Talk. There's anything else you wanted to discuss?
No.
All right, so this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trevor. I'm Talix.
I'm Trevor.
We'll see you next time.